And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of July, 2025. It's the birthday of Kendrick Ferris, born on this day in 1986. Kendrick Ferris is an Olympic weightlifter from the United States. During the Olympic trials on May 8, 2016, Ferris broke the U.S. record by lifting a total of 831 pounds in the snatch and 461 pounds in the clean and jerk. Ferris went vegan in 2014 and featured in the 2018 documentary The Game Changers about the benefits of a plant-based diet for athletes. Kendrick Ferris said, "I don't necessarily trust the way the food is being processed, and I don't agree with the way the animals are mass slaughtered. So that's one thing that kind of got me looking at what they call a vegan diet. My mind is extremely clear. I'm not easily flustered now. I think a lot of people look at things as being restrictions, but that kind of shows me the way they view life. I don't view it as a restriction. I look at what I can eat, what's going to be the best source of energy for me." Ferris credits his all-vegetable diet with making him stronger, leaner, and more focused than ever. "Now my body recovers a lot faster. I feel lighter. My mind is a lot more clear. I feel like I can focus a lot better. Not that I wasn't a focused individual before, but now I feel like I'm totally locked in. My go-to foods are black beans. I like to make a trail mix with almonds, cashews, and pistachios. I drink a lot of water with some lime mixed in. I eat a wide variety of fruits. Grapefruit is one of my favorites, and I love blackberries and blueberries. And I love avocados. Those are my favorites. My wife makes a spinach lasagna that's really good. I'll eat the whole pan. Since going vegan, I just feel better overall, spiritually, physically, and mentally." It's also the birthday of Alex Morgan, born on this day in 1989. Alex Morgan is established as one of the most successful players of her generation in women's soccer. She's a two-time World Cup winner and a three-time World Championship winner. Alex went vegan shortly after starring in a 2017 companion animal campaign for PETA alongside her rescued pup, Blue, and hasn't looked back. "I'm passionate about giving animals a voice," she explained. "I even adopted a vegan diet because it didn't feel fair to have a dog I adore and yet eat meat all the time." While the decision to go vegan was ethical, Alex has also noticed benefits in terms of injuries. Morgan, who has been prone to injury in the past, said, "I haven't had a serious injury since before going vegan, and I credit that to my diet. I feel better all around. I feel like I have great energy. I feel like I'm sleeping really well. I feel like I'm just more clear-minded and not as reliant on caffeine as before." She's also seen a drop in her bad cholesterol and found she recovers more quickly. The publication of The Lucky Ones, My Passionate Fight for Farmed Animals by Jenny Brown was on this day in 2013. Jenny Brown was just 10 years old when she lost a leg to bone cancer. Throughout the ordeal, her constant companion was a cat named Boogie. Years later, she would make the connection between her feline friend and the farmed animals she ate, acknowledging that most of America's domesticated animals live on industrialized farms and are viewed as mere production units. Raised in a conservative Southern Baptist family in Kentucky, Brown had been taught to avoid asking questions, but she found her calling and the courage to speak out. She left a flourishing career as a film and television producer after going undercover and exposing horrific animal abuse in Texas stockyards. Bringing to life this exhilarating transformation, The Lucky Ones introduces readers to Brown's crowning achievement, the renowned Woodstock Farmed Animal Sanctuary she established with her husband in 2004. With a cast of unforgettable survivors, including a fugitive slaughterhouse cow named Kaylee, Albie, the three-legged goat, and Quincy, an Easter duckling found abandoned in New York City. The Lucky Ones reveals shocking statistics about the prevalence of animal abuse throughout America's agribusiness. Blending wry humor with unflinching honesty, Brown brings a compelling new voice to the healthy living movement and to the vulnerable, voiceless creatures among us. And here's a poem for today. "Luck Is Not Chance" by Emily Dickinson. Luck is not chance, it's toil. Fortune's expensive smile is earned. The father of the mine is that old-fashioned coin we spurned. Luck is not chance, by Emily Dickinson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to bring someone some luck today.